Those are very powerful pictures. Really, I'd say they epitomize the suffering that civilians in Syria have to go through in government-held territory, in ISIS-held territory, in rebel-held territory. And the thing with powerful pictures is that they sell. The media loves them. They want to get them out there as soon as possible. You know, it's clicks, it's views, it's ad revenue. The story, the circumstances often become secondary. They say an alleged purported Russian airstrike, according to activists, are reported. Russia is denying it's carried out this airstrike. It's saying, you know, this is inconsistent with the damage a Russian bomb would have done. They're saying that this is consistent with a mortar shell, an artillery shell.
Western media shows the unbroken windows of the house nearby. This means that the location was hit by a mine or a gas canister, which are often used by the terrorists, and not by an airstrike.
Then the Russians are saying it's also very close to two humanitarian corridors that they've established in Aleppo for civilians to be able to leave, to receive medical treatment, leave the rebel-held part of Aleppo. They're saying, you know, this story that we carried out this airstrike, it really doesn't mesh.